Whether you're a world-class athlete or a podcaster like me, we all understand the importance of mental and physical well-being and proper recovery for top-notch performance. That's why I'm excited that Unified Healing is sponsoring podcasts on the Blue Wire Network. Unified Healing is a new and super innovative global network of wellness centers powered by Energy Enhancement System, or EE System. If you haven't heard of the EE System yet, then you'll want to listen up. This technology promotes wellness, deep relaxation, purification, and rejuvenation. Wherever you are across the globe, access to a center is easy and affordable. Interested in experiencing the EE System technology for yourself? Go to unifiedhealing.com/bluewire to learn more and find a center near you. That's Unified, U-N-I-F-Y-D, healing.com/bluewire. No material or testimonials on the Unified Healing website are intended to be viewed as medical advice or a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. Always seek the advice of your physician or other qualified healthcare provider with any questions you may have regarding a medical condition or treatment and before undertaking a new healthcare regimen, including EE System.
What kind of mythical powers does a Sun Devil have? We got to consider that.
It's embarrassing, but we are who we are. We're not a very good team, but we're 3-1 somehow. And we got all the voters fooled, thinking we're pretty good.
Jaworski Lane at 275 pounds showed a heck of a lot of athletic ability.
Let's talk some college football. Jonathan, we got a big week ahead of us after a couple, kind of felt like down weeks. We had some great games in the first week zero and week one of the season. And then, kind of a lot of those cupcakey type of games, warm-up games in weeks two and three. But some intriguing ones on the schedule this week. Wisconsin is at Ohio State. I have my clown makeup ready. I'm prepared for yet another beatdown on Saturday night. I'm golfing with the boys on Saturday. We're going to try to talk strategy, like, what can we do to help the team? I got one of my best friends is going to the game. His girlfriend is from Ohio. He's going to the game. He's bringing his parents, who are meeting her parents for the first time, and they're meeting at the game, which I'm like,
this has the makings of like a meltdown, like a Reddit post, like my friend did this, and see.
Exactly. Yeah. It's like a, am I the asshole type of post for my parents beating up my girlfriend's parents at a game? And like, they're diehard Wisconsin fans. Her parents are diehard Ohio State fans. So maybe we'll.
The brandy was out. Yeah.
Yes, exactly. I'll have a report on that on next week's podcast. But what are your favorite games to watch this week? What are your favorite gambling leans? Let's let it rip.
Letting it rip here. So one of the few ranked matchups of the week, we got Clemson against Wake Forest. I'm on the record saying that I do not like this Clemson team. The sooner that they make they pull the Band-Aid off and go to Cade Klubnik over DJU, the better. But I don't know if it happens here. And I think Wake Forest is one of the more fun teams in college football to root for. They're just kind of like a funky little small school. The Demon Deacons, Sam Hartman, awesome player, really fun to watch. A.T. Perry, just a massive guy, almost like an ACC version of Drake London. So there's a lot to be interested in here. But I think, unfortunately, defense uglies it up to the point where Clemson ends up covering that 7.5. I hate that there's the hook there, but I still feel strongly that Clemson wins this one. If Wake Forest just can't get it in gear on offense, I think that Clemson, their power rushing attack led by Will Shipley, going to end up being too much. They just kind of end up grinding them out and then, kind of pulling away late. So that's my lean for that one. Florida versus Tennessee. Despite what we've seen from Anthony Richardson the last couple of weeks, and it's been, really bad. The Kentucky game was terrible. And then South Florida last week, the Gators almost blow that one. Now we see them as 11.5-point dogs on the road against Tennessee. I like the Gators. I think they're going to be able to get this not done, but I think that's just too big of a number. I think if they are able to get Tennessee into those hurry up three and outs, that defense for Tennessee is going to get tired. A tired defense trying to tackle Anthony Richardson over and over again, or Trevor Etienne, brother of Travis Etienne, that could end up being a bit of a slog for Tennessee. So I think if the Gators play their game, get Tennessee off script a little bit, then I think they end up keeping this one within the number. I do like Ohio State to cover 18.5 against the Badgers. I hate to say it, but that's just kind of.
I think that you're breaking up. You're breaking up.
You can't say that. I'd like never trust my Ethernet cable. So like I'm gonna like actually believe you. And then USC versus Oregon State. You know that's setting up as a really really fun Pac-12 matchup. I was able to kind of like get eyes on USC for the entirety of its game against Fresno State last week and came away understanding the hype. Like before, you know, they wipe the floor with Rice and all this and that, and you're like, you know, okay, you can do that, but to do it against Fresno State, even though Jake Haener got hurt, I was super super impressed by USC going up to Oregon State. It's been a struggle for them before. We've seen them good USC teams go by the wayside up in Corvallis before, and this is the best Oregon State team in a long time. I mean, dare I say, like since the Jaquez Rogers era, which I believe was an era that did beat USC, if I remember correctly.
So
6.5 points. I think that USC just is that good. I think that if I had to rank the teams that are, you know, outside your top three with Georgia, Alabama, and Ohio State, I probably put Michigan four, and I think USC would be my number five team, honestly. I really think that USC is kind of something else. Unfortunately, I hate the way that they've done it, but, you know, you can't deny it. So I think that they go up and win by a touchdown in Corvallis.
Yeah, I'm not going to fight you on any of that. I was able to catch most of that Fresno State-USC game last weekend. And look, man, as someone who's still very nostalgic for the Reggie Bush, Matt Leiner, Dwayne Jarrett era, it's kind of cool to see USC back, at least on offense.
Yes. Yeah. I mean, they are electric. They got so, and I love how, you know, it's always pretty with USC, but you have Travis Dye with the mustache, very similar to mine. He also doesn't wear gloves as a running back. That's such
jarring.
A tough look. I love that.
Yeah. Jarring to see it.
Wait a second. What happened?
It's awesome. Yeah. Mario Williams is awesome. I mean, they're not fully back. They have not earned that status yet. I don't want to get ahead of ourselves. They need to do a lot more before we allow them into the back discussion, but they at least look like they're back. They look like old USC in a lot of ways.
Yes, they absolutely do. So like that's fun. And I think that they kind of like, you know, start to get, it's crazy to say against Oregon State, but I think that's going to be a nice little proving win for them. And then one other stray one, I'm a Maryland guy from there. Basically my whole family went to Maryland. I like the Terps, the Fighting Terps for you know, their football program. I'm like always pulling for it, the little engine that could. Jim Harbaugh has, for whatever reason, really had an axe to grind with the Terps. Like, I think it's always been at least a 4-touchdown differential between Michigan and the Terrapins. Michigan only like a 17.5-point favorite in this one. Love Michigan to cover that one. I think that this is a 3-touchdown minimum game. I think we see that there's at least one every year, Atalia meltdown. It's happening this week in the Big House. So, or it might be in Maryland.
It's at the Big House.
Okay. Then yeah, no, absolutely. Michigan goes ahead and kind of cleans house at the Big House.
Okay. Nice little, I assume unintentional pun there, but nice work to finish things out. Unfortunately, I think you're right about Wisconsin. Ohio State's wearing the black uniforms. I mean, that was kind of the final nail in the coffin. I think, you know, we're still a day away from that game being played, but I don't feel good. I think, you know, after the loss to Washington State, I think people maybe jump back on because Wisconsin looked amazing last week against honestly what I would say was the worst FBS team I've ever seen in New Mexico State. Like the defense being played in the second half of that game was astonishingly bad.
Yeah, no, that, you know, I got a little bit of like delirium watching New Mexico State in week zero because that game was on same time as Hawaii Vandy. Mm-hmm. So I'd be watching college football for like 13 hours straight. And like I worked that entire day, like my brain was oatmeal. And the way that New Mexico State looked when they brought in that Gavin Frakes kid against Nevada, I'm like, maybe there's something here. I'm getting a little vibes that, you know, Frakes could be someone that we see playing at a Power 5 school next year, but it's like, oh no, like the rest of this team is just atrocious. You know, what you saw from them against Minnesota and then against Wisconsin, that's who they really are. It's a Jerry Kill outfit if I've ever seen one. It's bad.
All right, my man. Had fun chatting with you, as always. Best of luck in all your bets this weekend. best of luck to the Dogs. Best of luck to Maryland, I guess. I know you're a dual citizen. You know, throw some luck out there for the Badgers. We need it, of course. But looking forward to recapping this with you next week. And, you know, a week from now, we'll be on to week four already.
Absolutely, man. Looking forward to it as well. And yes, let's keep it respectable here, Badgers.